You are listening to an SAFM podcast, 104 to 107 nationwide. Stream us live on www.safm.co.za or via the SABC Plus app. SABC News, independent and impartial.
We as the South African Student Congress, we are hoping to achieve, particularly for now, which are immediately effect, three things. Firstly, we want Minister to scrape out all these four service providers, which is Naraco, Coinvest, Izaka, and Tenet. That's our main focus for now. It's an immediate issue because they've not given ourselves a meal allowances for the month of April. You can imagine how frustrated we are, how frustrated our students are frustrated across the country. So we're saying that's the first thing, that we want to scrap all these Naraco and Izaka and everything else, because it's proven beyond reasonable doubt that this direct payment is not working for students. It's actually reversing the gain of democracy.
And the second one?
The second one is that we want the CFO of NSFAS to be gone also as soon as yesterday. Because it can't be that the CFO of NSFAS is still working there when there is corruption that he was also implicated in by the investigation that was done last year.
And the third
Fourthly, now we are demanding that meal allowances, they must be deposited in student accounts now, because students are hungry, they've been hungry. Imagine now, today is the 12th of April, they've not received their meal allowances. What are they eating for these 12 days? We must ask ourselves though. Therefore, that's why I was saying that we are requesting that now they must pay the students so students can go and buy groceries. Because so, Naraco, Izaka, they are failing, they are incompetent to actually pay for all these students.
So tell us why, if you did make an inquiry, why these meal allowances haven't been paid. What are they telling you is the reason?
Okay, last week I read a statement of Izaka speaking that it's an NSFAS issue. NSFAS released another statement that no, it's an Izaka issue. Now, this issue, they are playing blaming each other. It's a game blame now.
So you as SASCO haven't sought your own, reasons as to why this hasn't been done?
We as SASCO, we are sorted because that's why we are marching, because we are not getting answers from both two parties. It might be NSFAS and their service provider. So that's why we have to go to the DHET, a DHET which is responsible for NSFAS, mm-hmm. because that's where we are going to get our solutions. We can't get solutions in Izaka because we don't know Izaka. We didn't appoint Izaka. We don't even know Izaka. So the only way to go is to go to the Department of Higher Education. That's where we're going to get the answer.
So as you're going to the Department of Higher Education, I'm sure you've seen that the board has been dissolved. The minister saying that he will brief the media on Sunday at 2 p.m. on why this decision was made. So I wonder, what is your reaction then to this latest development around the board?
You see, let us tell you the honest truth. The minister didn't just dissolve the board. The minister saw it's fit to dissolve the board based on the hype that is happening in across South Africa, because there's a march that is going to NSFAS now in Western Cape. There's a march happening here. This march has been advertised since last week. So the minister didn't just wake up and dissolve the board. He was under pressure to dissolve the board. Second to that, we welcome the dissolution of the board, but we are not fascinated about the dissolution of the board. That's not what we want. We want meal allowances now. We want the corruption in NSFAS to be rooted out now. And you can't leave, you say, well, now you are firing the board, but you are leaving the CFO being in charge. Why don't you put an independent assessor, put administration there? Then you can say, now we are cleaning NSFAS.
The minister actually does say that the institution will be placed under administration. But very briefly, as a final one, then, you say the minister saw it fit to do this. But are you also calling for the minister to step down?
Yeah, the minister, I think, in our context, minister has been always being bashed by student movements, different student movements, and also by students themselves. So the minister, I mean, according to me, and the way I am, I think maybe the minister is old or also is tired. But the minister, Leena, must step down and bring a fresh blood within the education and an innovative person to carry the agenda of the intellect within the space. Because at some point, you can be intellect, but if you are not adhering to what direction of intellect at that particular time. You are tibetizing the world of the intellect.
All right.
If I can just be specific to you, Blade, we know, is a prof, but now these people that are here, they are agitated because there is a reversal of gains led of democrats, which must emancipate these one who are studying now.
All right, let me thank you so much for your time. That was Sasco Gauteng Provincial Secretary Siphosa Kengunze.
You can find SAFM Current Affairs on 104 to 107 nationwide. Our podcasts are available for download on all our digital platforms. SAFM, leading the conversation.